Princess Cruises Sun Princess became the first cruise ship to return to Australia's popular Kangaroo Island since it was devastated by the fires, which have burned much across the country. The visit was seen as not only being a show of solidarity for the impacted communities, but also sending a message to the international tourism community that Australia is on the road to recovery. And Southampton is expecting to see a record number of ships making their maiden calls to the port in 2020. The port is expecting to see 14 different ships make their first-time visits, which is up from 11 ships in 2019. The port will also play host to the naming ceremonies for three different ships, Celebrity Apex, Princess Cruises, Enchanted Princess, and a week-long ceremony dubbed Iona Fest for the P&O Iona. And finally, Carnival Mardi Gras got one step closer to completion as the ship's iconic whale tail funnel was put into place and installed last week at Meyer Turku Shipyard in Finland. Next up for the ship is her official floatout, which brand ambassador John Heald indicated should happen sometime within the next week or so. Mardi Gras will become the biggest ship in Carnival's fleet when she makes her official sailing on November 14th of this year. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. In Salt Lake City, Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.